I'm going to read a poem. I haven't. It's a series. It's of a series of American elegies. This was entitled Leafy Green Fist, and it's prefaced by a line from a Middle Eastern lady poet, Dounia Mikail, who says, "Armed with understanding, or armed with experience, we need a second life for understanding." And here's the poem. God is a self-created spirit of healing, a personal revelation of love. And love is like the sun rising over the horizon on a cloudless morning, making bright emerald green blades of grass glitter like fantastic jewels after a long spring rain has washed away the murky soot of night, and is to death what water is to thirst, because love is the only force in the universe that there is, my heart explained to my head, as I lay asleep in bed watching this middle-aged almond-colored man with wild, bushy hair hang from iron-shackled wrist overhead while brilliant rivers of wine-red oozed, dripped, and dotted the empty carriage house's unspeakably packed earth floor as his back was unmercifully sliced into little loose-lipped canals of raw flesh by a whip that looked like a long black leather snake in wake of being ferreted out in the woods by the razor-sharp noses of five red-boned coonhounds, which brought back memories of my beating heart, whose faint reflection of sound was music singing a love song about blessing the living by mourning the dead, a love song that since my mouth had no wordplay of any sufficient weight for, had to be sung in smiles that taught me when to cry, and where to laugh in future thoughts that were like sea trash being pulled back to the surface of the ocean by the same tide that washed it ashore, about having nothing more to do but be free to wonder why life has become as the layers and layers of sweet-smelling, pale yellow petals peeling back the short, sporadic, almost clear, cream-colored baby hairs growing out of the opening leafy green fist of newly blossomed rose bush, blossomed rose bush for me. Or listen to the angels sing about how truth has to look like something in this world, which is why the soul wears clothes. Or see that peace is always present, even though it sometimes plays dead.